Cigars in Cinema.
Will you bring in the cigars, please?
The movie review podcast that tackles the smoky side of cinema.
Cigar, Mike!
Each week, we review a movie that contains, in some way, shape, or form, someone smoking a cigar.
Cigars.
Fire is good.
We'll talk about who smoked it, where they smoked it, how they smoked it, and we'll probably make fun of them if they have no idea what they're doing.
What are you doing?
You never light a cigar that way.
So sit back, light up, and enjoy the podcast that has it all. Cigars.
Cigar. Smoke it.
Smoke it.
Movies.
Say hello to my little friend!
And General Mayhem.
My doggie!
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
And this is Cigars in Cinema. But not this week.
This is Cigars in Stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Cigars in Stuff.
Right.
So this week we're doing something a little different. We're not reviewing a specific film.
Right.
But instead we're going to cover kind of the gambit of entertainment.
Which cigars have been featured.
Present, yes. So cigars have been kind of in the, you know, history of entertainment forever.
W.C. Fields, I mean, you just start, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can go back, way back, and they've been there. So as growing up, I remember seeing a lot of TV shows that had cigar smokers. And you really, I mean, back then, did you even think about it? Did you even equate it to being something that people did? It was just, you know, it was just there.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just something people do.
It wasn't a big deal. But now it's like, oh, everybody does it. We're going to take that off of TV. You can't have that on television anymore. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, cigars have been in TV. Cigars have been in comic books. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, you know, Wolverine smoked cigars in the comics.
And nice.
Lots of other guys did as well. So it's been there. It's been part of our lives. And then you get to that age when you can actually do it and you say, you know what? I'm going to smoke a cigar. Was there one thing in your life, entertainment-wise, that you saw that you thought was so cool that you had to smoke a cigar?
What, that made me want to smoke a cigar?
Yeah, remember the FDA is listening, so don't
say no.
No,
can't think of a damn thing. I started cigars on my own without any influence at all. There you go, FDA. There's my answer.
So the man with no name didn't do it for you? You didn't see Clint Eastwood
chewing
on a cigar?
No, I mean, those were cool and stuff. I don't know. I guess the fact that when I got into the White Earp story and stuff and realized that right before the fight, he went and grabbed a cigar. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, cool. I'm into this stuff. I think I ought to smoke a cigar now.
Right before I have a fight.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Next time you get ready to kick someone's ass, I'm going to
smoke
a cigar first.
That's right, damn it.
And put it out in their face.
Yeah. So that's probably if I was influenced at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told the story about when my dad smoked one when I was a kid. I thought that was just cool as shit.
Yeah.
Not the fact that he smoked, but it was just the process. I thought it was cool. You have to cut it or you have to light it, and then you got to make sure it's well. You know, that was just like, that's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It is a little more fascinating than cigarettes, I think. Cigarettes are just such a, I don't know, rudimentary, you know, I don't know.
The only cool thing to me about smoking a cigarette is the Zippo when you slam it shut when you're done.
The Zippo's cool.
That's cool.
The Zippo is cool about cigarettes. Yeah. That's about the only cool thing about cigarettes. Because they taste like shit. I mean, if you guys are cigarette smokers out there too, that's fine. You know, but to me, the tobacco difference is so phenomenal.
It's not even close.
I've even smoked the ones that are natural.
Yeah, I had one last week. My guy David that works at Calypso gave me one that it's, you know, the all-natural tobacco and everything. It still felt like I was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it tasted better, I'll be honest. It really did. It wasn't chemically or anything like that, but it just still tasted like a cigarette.
Yeah, it didn't have the presence of a cigar.
Right.
I mean, even when you get
or the character or anything.
Like, to me, I mean, like a Black and Mild or a Swisher Sweet still tastes like it's more of a cigarette than a cigar to me.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's not the same kind of, you know, doesn't have the gravitas of a cigar. You know, cigar is something it's awesome. You know,
right.
It just feels handmade and it's something that's special.
Right.
It's like going from, you know, Mad Dog 2020 to wine.
You know,
it's the difference there.
To, what's it called? Kendall Jackson from
Something like that. Something like that. You know, it's just not the same at all. But yeah, so I mean, I wasn't really influenced per se by cigars on TV. I knew they did it. I didn't really think of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something that was part of the thought process. Like, Hawkeye smokes a cigar. I got to smoke a cigar. It wasn't like that for me.
Right.
But yeah, they're definitely all over the place. And I think more so back in the day than now.
Right.
There's such a movement to get it off television, to get it off movies. And I mean, now you even see a movie where someone smokes a cigar. Like, you know, I watched the last X-Men movie recently, stayed through the credits because they always usually have something at the end of the credits, and there's a little statement there that says, you know, tobacco in the movie doesn't mean you have to do it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just like, oh, come on, guys. Just
Ridiculous.
So stupid. Anyway, but so let's go. Let's start with TV. So what are some of the
first
the
one pops
famous...
into my head is Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker.
Okay. I mean, he seemed to smoke one almost every episode, it seemed like. And, you know, you always get the feeling now, or not always, because at the time I didn't know any better, but, you know, now when I see an episode, you know, he's smoking Swishers or something cheap. $10 cigars from the 70s, you know.
Exactly.
But he always had one going, always either chewing it or smoking it and stuff. So Archie Bunker pops into my head the first.
Gomez Adams was the first for me.
Oh, yeah.
I watched
definitely
the Adams
Gomez
family
Adams
as a kid, and he was always puffing on a cigar.
Yep.
And Raul Julia carried that. And he was a cigar smoker anyway.
Right,
so
exactly.
To take that role was like perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gomez Adams was a big one for me because I watched Adams Family religiously. I watched The Munsters, but.
I was more Munsters, but I did like Adams
Family. I was more Adams Family than Munsters for me, but. That's just the way it was, but it was how I was brought up. Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Cosmo Kramer, definitely.
Yeah, Cosmo Kramer was a big cigar smoker.
Absolutely.
And there's even an episode. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that? You're saying the one where everybody else smokes but him or something?
No, that was Frasier.
Oh, it was Frasier. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that, who smokes in Frasier? Was the dad?
Well, there's an episode. It's funny because, you know, the dad was a retired cop.
Okay.
And it's him and Niles and Daphne. Mm. And what had happened was a buddy of Marty, the cop, had confiscated a box of Cubans from somebody he'd arrested and gave it to Marty.
Okay.
And so they're all three sitting around smoking cigars. So that's happened on the show. So another episode where Niles has decided he wants to get handy. So he's going to fix the clasp on his cigar humidor.
Okay.
That's how he's going to be handy, you know? And so those are a couple of times cigars have referenced on there. Kelsey Grammer never smokes a cigar in that episode ever.
But he's
don't even think
smoker.
He's ever smoked it. But yet he's been on Cigar Aficionado like three or four times, and
that's
a big time cigar smoker.
Yeah, that's weird.
Never showed him smoke one on the show.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. That's kind of interesting. Well, I know the Seinfeld episode I was talking about was the one where Kramer was actually having people roll cigars. in his apartment.
That was Yes. And there's been episodes of Curb with cigar smoking on there. I think Larry smokes a cigar every now and then on the show.
Curb Enthusiasm.
Yeah. So what do you got?
Hannibal from the A-Team.
Oh, yeah. George Peppard.
Yeah, George Peppard always smoked Lanceros on the A-Team, so
nice.
That was cool that it was Lancero, because
everybody
that know like Lanceros, and it was kind of odd that he would smoke, pick that size, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was a choice from him, or if that was the, you know, just what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Another big one for me, and I watched this show, it was a stupid-ass show, and they remade it, but Battlestar Galactica, Starbuck always smoked cigars in that.
Yeah.
So that was basically television Star Wars, but it was awful. If you guys love it, that's fine. But it was
people
cheesy.
Are allowed to like what they want.
I didn't. I watched Battlestar Galactica just because it was a space show and it was on. You know,
right.
It wasn't because it was good.
Yeah,
it wasn't very good.
No.
If you watched Quantum Leap, Al, who's the character that kind of always makes him leap to the next place, he was always chewing on a cigar. Columbo, big one.
Yes, yep. Columbo,
Peter Falk. As always, he always had that cigar and used it as a prop, and you know, it was really a big.
And I've heard that from several actors, even the ones that don't smoke, say that a cigar is their favorite prop.
Yep.
But it's just a great actor's crutch as a cigar.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I could see that.
Wave it around, do things.
Yeah. And much more so than a cigarette, because a cigarette's smaller. And
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. So a couple that I don't watch the show, but Jag, apparently, Harmon Rabb wears or smokes cigars in the show, Harmon Rabb, whoever that is. Bunk Moreland on The Wire, which I did watch The Wire. That was a cool show. Here's a big one. Boss Hogg.
Oh, yeah. Duke Boss Hogg's always smoking cigars.
No longer on television.
Yeah. And probably never will be again. It's the new... Boy, am I going to say this out loud.
Go for it.
It's the new Amos and Andy.
Yeah.
It's where it's just going to be... People are going to just erase it from history.
Yep.
Never mind the fact that it was good comedy. And, well, I don't want to get into the whole Amos and Andy thing, but, you know, that actually was supporting black people, but they... I don't care.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Definitely Boss Hogg. Oh, there's a current show on. I've only seen a couple episodes, but Blue Bloods,
okay.
Tom Selleck, every episode smokes a cigar.
Okay, cool.
There's always a moment where he has to go off and reflect, and he sits down and smokes a cigar.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's a big cigar smoker.
And, of course, he smoked on Friends.
Yep,
smoked cigars on Friends.
He did smoke cigars on Friends.
And Elliot Gould smoked one on Friends as well.
Yes, he did. Yep.
A leftover of Tom Selleck's, remember? This is the one Monica was holding.
Yeah.
How long that cigar is?
No kidding, right? No kidding. You don't smoke someone else's leftover cigars.
Yes.
Colonel Potter from MASH.
Yep.
Smoked cigars.
Yes.
We're listed. Bender from Futurama. Now we're getting into the cartoon stuff. So
yeah.
Bender from Futurama always smokes cigars.
Oh, Fred and Barney used to smoke cigars.
Yeah. Fred and Barney.
Oh,
did.
There was a funny Honeymooners episode where they smoked cigars. Do you
Which
remember
one was
that one? They're going to be guys.
Okay.
girls are going to go do their thing. They're going to be guys for the night, and they're going to drink cigars and get drunk.
Drink cigars?
Or smoke cigars and get drunk.
Yeah.
And it's one where Alice changes the wine into grape juice.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and they get freaking lit because they think they're drinking wine.
They think they're drinking wine. They
That was a great show. But yeah, they're smoking cigars, thinking they're badasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
Wow. That's going reaching back, man. Yeah. Wow.
I love the Honeymooners.
I just unlocked it. I might have to find some of those and watch them again. Yeah. Are they on anything?
I've got the whole 39 episodes.
Really?
I think they are on Netflix now.
Yeah, if they're not on Netflix, they've got to be on Amazon or one of those. But anyway, Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Always smoked cigars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like it's part of our – it's part of human nature to have the desire for something in your mouth.
Jeez.
God. Whether it be food or drinks or whatever.
Or other stuff.
Other things as well. And cigars are a damn good substitute, so yeah. A lot of video game characters, too. And you're not into video games, but I'll list some here. Duke Nukem always had a cigar in his mouth. The soldier character from Team Fortress, which is a big one. Naked Snake or the / Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid. Left 4 Dead, there's a character in there. Halo, Sergeant Major Avery Johnson from Halo, smokes cigars. Jinx from Jack 3, from Gears of War, Mike Barrick, and Conkers from Conkers Bad Fur Day smokes a cigar in there. And this is one that's near and dear to my heart. From One Piece, the TV show that I do voice work for, there's a smoker on there named Smoker, who usually has 2 cigars in his mouth at any given time. Now, for the versions that I do, unfortunately, they cut out all those because they don't want to have references for kids in Nevada. Whatever.
That sucks.
The character's name is Smoker. Come
on. Right, come on.
Anyway, but yeah, a lot of comic book stuff, too. I mean, you get back into the Marvel days with J. Jonah
Didn't Perry Jameson. White smoke cigars?
Yeah, Perry White, J. Yeah. Jonah Jameson smoke cigars, Nick Fury,
mm-hmm.
A comedian on The Watchmen, Jonah Hex, of course, because he was modeled after the man with no name,
right?
Wolverine. So yeah, there's a lot of characters out there that have smoked cigars in media over time. And what are some of your favorites? I mean, I remember Columbo being a big one in my lifetime. I watched Columbo, and it was one of those shows that my dad loved.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a couple of, about a year of watching that, I started to realize it's all the same freaking crap. Like, have you ever watched it? It's like the same episode over and over and over and over again.
Just one more thing. Yeah. That was this whole thing, every freaking episode.
Mr. Lamar, wonderful things you said at the funeral. Very touching.
Thank you.
Oh, one more thing.
I remember being, because my parents didn't watch Columbo, and I remember we were dropped off at a babysitter. I think it was an aunt's friend by marriage. So, I mean, it was like, weren't even related to these people.
Yeah.
And Columbo's on, and we had to sit there and watch Columbo, and I was just wanting to kill myself. You know, I'm like 9. That's the last thing I want to be doing, you know. I want to go play my football card game and my baseball card game or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're having to watch Columbo. And it wasn't until I was probably like early 20s, our cable was out, so we only had 3 channels. And you remember they would do this in the 80s after the TV shows were canceled and done? Like 3 or 4 years later, they'd do a reunion TV show or they'd do a TV movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a Columbo TV movie was on, and that was it. That was all I had, that or the news. So I watched that and I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I got his humor. I got his... So then I went back and watched the TV show. So now I can say that I did like Columbo. I just didn't like it as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter Falk was great. And
he was great. And I liked him in The In-Laws. That was fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Him and Alan Arkin. Are awesome.
Alan Arkin. Serpentine. That's a great moment, man. So Peter Falk was a heavy cigarette smoker up into his mid-teens, but after started playing Columbo, he mainly switched from cigarettes to cigars in real life as well.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
So that was good for him, I guess. Better than the alternative.
And I don't remember the exact story, but I think Telly Savalas did the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Instead of
cigars, because I think he had quit smoking, but he still had that habit. He
wanted to have that business.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very iconic for that character, though. You know,
it was,
to do that, so that's cool stuff. But yeah, so there's any others, like, you know, Archie Bunker's a big one. You know, he always had those cheap cigars, and it always played a part of the show as well. I mean, it was just part of his character.
Yeah, I mean, he'd talk with it hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah, talk out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
God, Christ. Whatever he'd say.
Well, I'm for the new laws, because I don't think
people should be allowed to smoke in elevators and movies and restaurants, because it really does bother the other people that don't smoke.
Ah, what are you talking about? The only people it bothers are a bunch of pains in the necks that don't want the rest of the world to enjoy themselves. Well, I've been smoking around here for years, and up to now, I ain't heard no complaints from my loved ones.
I complained.
But I'm complaining too, Daddy. I hate your cigar smoke. El Stinko.
Oh, who cares, Eddie?
Well, you gotta have respect for other people's feelings.
I got respect for everybody's feelings. In the Constitution, we're supposed to have respect. We all got a right to the pursuit of happiness there. And if I want to pursue happiness with a cigar and my kisser, then you got to respect that.
What are you saying? Cigar smoking is an inalienable right?
It's for aliens. It's for the native born.
Such a great show.
It really is. I'm wondering how long it takes for that one to get taken off the air, too, if you think about
eventually
it.
Eventually, you
know, it will. Just based on racism.
Norman Lear is a heavy liberal, so they probably won't. Because he meant it as a spoof.
But yeah.
Pretty clever show, though. I mean, he says a lot of things that people still say to this day. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. For sure. For sure. So, you know, the Addams Family is one of those ones that crosses over, too. I mean, the actual character in the... Because it started off as a comic in the weekly,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Like newspaper comic.
Yeah.
And he smoked cigars in that, too. So that wasn't something that was added to the actor for
right.
the TV show. It was something that was there.
Oh, it seemed like John Astin always had a cigar.
Yeah.
In other parts that he was in. Like
he probably was really a cigar smoker. I would imagine so.
Probably
so. I'm not real familiar with him overall, but I would venture
to
say.
He had a great recurring character on Night Court for a while.
Who was he on Night Court?
I don't remember. I think he might have been Harry's dad or somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It was a recurring character, but he was funny. And I think he always had a cigar then.
Huh.
So who else am I thinking? We're missing somebody. Oh, well, of course, then you got the cartoon explosive cigar thing that would always happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Bugs Bunny.
Give the dog a
Tom
cigar
and Jerry
and blow it up. But
yeah.
Those were real things. You remember those, like back in the day when
yeah,
you were
they
a kid?
Were.
The exploding
yeah.
cigars?
Yeah.
I think they still have, you can buy the little pellet that you put in there to do it, but
mm-hmm.
I've never tried that. I'll have to try it one day.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
No, come on, it'd be hilarious. John Astin played the same character in three different series. Addams Family played Gomez Addams. They also played him in the new Scooby-Doo movies and the Addams Family in '92. So that's it.
Oh, was he Raul Julia's dad or something?
I don't know.
Huh. Do you remember those Scooby-Doos when they'd have the celebrities in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of in between. I love the original Scooby-Doo. Then they kind of got bored with that, so they did the one with the celebrities and stuff.
Mm.
And then they kind of went back to the old Scooby-Doo, but then they added Scrappy, and it's like, why did you fuck that all
yeah,
up?
Yeah, Scrappy really screwed stuff up for most people.
Yeah.
That's the death of Scooby-Doo, which is why I'm glad they made him the bad guy in the movie. That was kind of fun.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scrappy. Need to give him an exploding cigar.
Right. He needs a really like one that'll blow his whole face off.
Stick one in his hiney.
In his hiney?
In his hiney.
In his hiney.
God. Oh, he said hiney.
He did. But yeah, so cigars have been around, you know, they've been around for a long time. Since the like early 1800s, I guess 1870.
Oh, probably longer than that. But yeah,
the first, I guess, official cigar company. But yeah, so I mean, they're going to be in whatever media we come up with. I can't imagine
yep.
that they wouldn't be here 20 years from now. But that could happen with the whole FDA thing.
Yeah,
you never know. You heard the latest about the UPS and the FedEx
thing? Yeah, heard that.
So yeah, so a little cigar news for people who don't know if you're not up to date on this stuff. But apparently, FedEx is being sued for $125 million for delivering cigarettes that
without the
tax stamp. So there's apparently the state of New York is suing UPS similarly, and FedEx has decided that they're going to basically just not deliver tobacco products anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big shot in the arm to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people use FedEx. I know like LFD and a couple other people do. But for the most part, people use UPS. So if UPS is out of the picture, what's left? USPS?
DHL and USPS.
Yeah. Sounds like there needs to be another company come along just to
yeah.
deliver tobacco.
Just to deliver tobacco.
Tobacco and booze.
Yeah.
And charge a crap ton.
Yeah, exactly.
Pass that cost on to you.
And someone's saying, well, that's okay, DHL's cheaper. I'm like, well, not when they're going to be the only game in town.
Yeah.
They're not going to be
they're
cheaper.
They're not going to be cheaper, no. It's going to be expensive, and it's going to cost the cigar smoker in general.
Yeah.
because it's just gonna mean the prices are gonna drive up, yeah. which sucks.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not the case, but yeah, man, that's rough.
That sucks.
That's rough. It's just another little, you know, it's like it seems like you make a little bit of headway, you know, with the FDA and everything, and then stuff like this happens. People just don't want people to smoke. It's weird. This country was freaking, you know,
founded on tobacco.
How can you take that very thing that we were founded on?
I mean, that was
on?
Its first major crop was tobacco.
You know?
Now, let me give you a little history, the kind that you don't find in a history book.
Naturally.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for guys like me, smokers, there wouldn't be no America.
You want to blow that past me again?
Sure. You heard of your Washington, your Jefferson?
The names ring a bell.
Yeah, well, they was what he called the planters. Planters were guys who used to raise cigars. Smokers like me buying the cigars from Jefferson and Washington, two of them guys would have went broke. There wouldn't have been no revolution against the English.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have no Jefferson High School or George Washington Bridge.
I don't know.
It's pretty crazy, man.
I mean, it's been the North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. I mean, those are states that have thrived and that survived throughout the years because of tobacco.
Yeah.
You know? It's ridiculous. It's the way they police what's bad for you that drives me crazy. Because, yes, is tobacco bad for you? Yeah. Yeah. Is alcohol bad for you? Yeah. Is fast food bad for you? Yeah. Are donuts bad for you? Yeah. But it's what they pick and choose to discriminate against that drives me crazy. If you're all worried about our health and everything, then ban everything.
Yeah.
You know? Or leave everything alone and let us choose our own path, which is what should be done to begin with anyway. You know, it's just... I mean, they don't take donuts away from adults who eat donuts in front of their kids and make the kids go, ooh, I want donuts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to tackle something, tackle fast food. Fast food needs to be dealt with. It's, you know, it's hurting everybody that eats it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to try and work on the things that are going to affect the children, the people that are growing up, not the adults. Let the adults make their own decision. If I want to drink, it's my decision. If I want to smoke, it's my decision. It shouldn't be the government's decision to make that decision for me.
Right.
So, I don't know. That annoys me.
So that's what you're really upset about? Because some lady in an elevator said she didn't like the smell of your cigar?
That's right. And I told a lady, if she didn't want to inhale my cigar smoke, then she really ought to shut her face.
I'm surprised she didn't have you reported.
She did, to the guard downstairs when the elevator got there. She told him the whole story, made him write the whole thing down. He took my name and address and everything. Told him he's going to fine me $50.
Well, that's right. They got a law now against smoking in elevators.
Well, to that law, I would say, lucky for me, the guard was a straight guy. After the dame took off, I give him one of my cigars, he ripped up the report.
Boy, oh boy, and you're the one who's always preaching law and order, huh?
That is for the criminals, little guile. Law and order should not ruin the lives of law-abiding people. The stupid law of prohibition they had in the old days. The gangsters had to go out there and open up speakeasies so a decent guy could raise a glass.
So what are you saying? They're going to do the same thing in office buildings? The mafia's going to start running elevators you can smoke in?
If there's a buck in it, the mafia will be there.
So, back on subject here, I found a couple more pictures from TV shows that had cigars in them. Both Jean-Luc Picard and Number One from Star Trek Next Generation smoke cigars with Q. And and then also the Klingon Worf smoked cigars on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, and we left out William Shatner and James Spader on...
Big one, Boston Legal.
Boston Legal.
Yeah, at the end of every episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every episode.
So yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So it's been there, man. It's part of our culture.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going anywhere. It shouldn't be going anywhere.
No.
And if it is, damn it, I'm moving it somewhere where they can smoke cigars.
Move to Cuba.
Canada or something.
Cuba.
Cuba. I don't know.
Too hot in Cuba.
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to live in Cuba.
No.
I'd live in Canada, though.
Yeah.
I'd be Canadian. Yay. All right. So where can they find us, Randy?
iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podcastland, Podomatic, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And I'm at Randy Rankin 43 on Twitter.
At Captain Funky Pants. And you can follow the show at Cigars in Cinema, all one word. And Instagram at Cigars in Cinema as well.
Sounds good to me.
It sounds great. So as always, it's been great smoking with you guys.
See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy.